Highly contagious, measles spreads when an infected person coughs or sneezes in a space where the virus can stay alive in the air for up to 2 hours. An unvaccinated person who shares close space with a sneezing and coughing infected person has a 90% chance of infection.
That's more cases of measles in a single year that we've seen in the past 25 years. It is early in the year, so I do expect to see additional measles cases.
Dr. Nancy Messonnier is acting director of the Center for Preparedness and Response at the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention. She says there's also a rise in measles cases globally.
The World Health Organization recently reported a 300% increase in measles around the world. Unvaccinated Americans traveling internationally get exposed to measles and bring it home with them, infecting their families and their communities.
According to the CDC, this year's U.S. count includes 44 people catching measles while traveling abroad, and 3/4 of those catching the disease are children or teenagers. No deaths have been reported, but 66 people have been hospitalized. Messonnier says the focus is on getting the right information to parents about vaccinating their kids.
Parents should bring their questions to their healthcare providers. Their doctors are really the best equipped to help them make healthcare decisions. This is a safe and effective vaccine. Parents should take advantage of the safe and effective vaccine to protect their children against measles.
However, some parents refuse to vaccinate their children amid incorrect claims that link the vaccines to autism.
It has no relation to autism whatsoever, and that message needs to be put out there.
Dr. John Lanza is director of the Florida Department of Health in Escambia County.
Typically, we give the measles, mumps, and rubella vaccine between 12 and 15 months of age and a booster between 4 to 6 years of age. And with that, it's very effective. There's absolutely no reason not to get your vaccinations.
Lanza agrees with the CDC that there's too much bad information out there, which has convinced many to join the so-called anti-vaxxers movement. In its annual report on the gravest threats to global health, the World Health Organization says one of them is the growing resistance to vaccinations.
But because of the fact that we have those who do not want to give their children vaccinations, and specifically MMR, measles, mumps, and rubella, it has come back to cause a lot of illness, sometimes serious illness, in our children and in certain adults.
Two cases of measles have been reported in Florida involving people who contracted the disease while traveling outside the state. Now, while that doesn't sound like much, Lanza says this is not the time to let down your guard.
Measles is not an innocuous disease. You can die from the measles, just as you can die from potentially chickenpox. That's why we have vaccines for both of them. So if you haven't had the measles, definitely suggest that you get the vaccine.
The CDC and other health agencies recommend that children receive 2 doses of measles rubella or measles mumps rubella vaccine. There are 2 ways to get immunity from measles, says Lanza, vaccination or having had the disease.
Once you've had that actual disease, you will not ever get it. That's why it is so important that all children get vaccinated for these common childhood diseases, because they're not usually out there. And even if they're out there, you wouldn't want your child to get it if there's effective vaccine prevention for it.
People born in 1957 and before, who went through measles outbreaks before the first vaccines came along, are very likely to have had the illness. Studies claim that 95 to 98% of them are immune. Dave Dunwoody, WUWF News.